Okay, Erev Tov. We are on the top of Vav Amud Aleph, today's daf, continuing with another ma'amar from Abba Binyamin. That's the Gemara's pattern now. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer, Il male nitna reshut la'ayin lirot en kol b'riya yechola la'amod mipnei mazikin. Were human beings only able to see the activity of the mazikim, of the shedim, of the demons around us, we would not be able to survive from the fear. Amar Abaye, inhu nefishi menan. They are more numerous than us. V'kayme alan kechisla leugia. They stand around us like ditches, like irrigation ditches around grapevines, which means they surround us wherever we go. Amar Avuna. Amar Avuna kol chad v'chad minan alfa mismale v'rivivata mimineh. Which means every one of us is surrounded by so many mazikim, so many shadim. We have 1,000 to our left and 10,000 to our right. We bring that from the pasuk. Yipol mitzidecha elef urvava miminecha. Right? So anyway, that's a reference to the mazikim. Vayter says the Gemara, Amarava hay duchka dave bekala minayohave. Kala was a kind of shiur that everybody would come to the Beit Midrash before the Mu'adim, when the Rosh Hashiva would speak before the Mu'adim. Everybody, Talmidei Yeshiva, working people, everybody used to pack into the Beit Midrash and listen to the shiur pre-Yom Tov. So he said sometimes there was like an uncharacteristic stuffiness. It felt very, very stuffy, even though there were, you know, it didn't seem like that many people. He says that is from the amount of shedim. Now he says, Vayter. Yeah, dochak.
So now we're not supposed to feel it.
Huh?
Now we're not supposed to feel it.
They come to the Beit Knesset?
Yeah. They come everywhere. They follow you. Now, he says, Hani birked shalhe minayhu have. Which means if you feel sometimes weak or tired knees, that's also from the weight of the shedim. Hani maned rabbanan devalu mechufia didhu. If you see Talmidei Chachamim, their clothing, Talmidei Chachamim don't usually, right, they're not in, you know, manual labor. So their clothing shouldn't be worn out so quickly. If you see Talmidei Chachamim's clothing that's worn out, it's also because of the rubbing of the shedim against their clothes. Now he says, no jokes, huh?
Does that mean that they're more around Talmidei Chachamim?
No, not necessarily, no.
So then why would it... Oh, so you think it would only be Nikar because they don't go...
But if you see Talmidei Chachamim's clothing wearing out as quickly as construction workers, that's because of the Shedim. Now, it's if a person stubs his foot, that's also as a result of these Shedim. Hayman debay lemeda lehu, a person wants to prove or wants to know the existence of the shedim. The Gemara says, here's the formula, but be careful. Leti kitman nehila v'nehedera purye. Take very fine ash and scatter it around your bed. Uvtzafra chaziki karad tanagula. In the morning you will see like small chicken footprints around the bed in the ash. Hayman deba'e lemechazinhu.
One. Sure, we're supposed to say, if somebody's
going to
do it,
it's
supposed to say many, many...
I guess, yeah.
One.
Huh? I guess so. Oh, boy. So he says, now if you want to see them, not just see their footprints and know their existence, but if you want to see them, says the Gemara, Leti shilyata deshunrata uchamta bat uchamta bucharta bat bucharta. If you want to be able to see them, take the placenta of a black cat, daughter of a black cat, okay? And the cat has to be a bechora, daughter of a bechora as well. Okay? Vilikle benura, burn it, vilishchake, then grind it up, vilimle aynemine, and then fill your eyes with that ash, vechazilehu, and then you will be able to see the shedim, vilishdeye beguvta de parzila. Throw the rest of the ash into a metal rod, and seal that rod with an iron seal. Dil magan v'mine, they might steal it from him because they don't like to be seen. Anyway, velachtom pume, and also seal it. Rashi is going to say because the shedim cannot have any control over something that's sealed, ki'echi de la litzak, so that he doesn't get harmed, says the Gemara, because when you mess with them, when you try to see them and stuff, they come after you. That's what happens. And says the Gemara, Rav Bivai Barabaye Avad Hachi, he did exactly this, Chazav Itzak, he saw the Shedim, and they hurt him, meaning they inflicted bodily harm on him. The Rabbanan prayed for him, and then he was better. Let's see Rashi. To. Exactly. Well, this cat. Anyway. It's like a...
You can't see them, or they can basically mess around with you, and they can touch your stuff. So if you're missing something, you can see when the Shadim literally took it.
Could be. Okay. So they don't usually mess with you if you don't mess with them.
Well, I mean, no one's really messing with them unless you're like...
trying to see them.
Right.
Trying to see them is messing with them.
Just one in them. One in one. That's the only one.
Yeah. So now, says Rashi. Yeah.
Is there a malachim?
Shadim, demons. They're not really malachim. They're half malach, half human. They were created bevin hashmashot on Erev Shabbat, the Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avot. Okay, says Rashi, Lir'ot kol ha-shedim ha-omdim lefanav ki chisla le-ugiyah, keshurat chafira makefta ugiyah, she'osin tachat ha-gifanim, which is like an irrigation ditch under grapevines, כמו ששנינו, אינו עושים עוגיות לגפנים, לאסוף שמיים להשקות הגפן. כסלה הוא תלם. It's a ditch של מענה המקפת סביב סביב את תל העוגיה, והגפן נטוע בתל. The grapevine is planted on this mound of dirt, ובדי שנדרים הדין עוגיה להווה פאה. בקיצר, it's just bringing ראיה what עוגיה is. היי דוחקה דהווה בקלה, פעמים שבני האדם יושבים רווחים ביום השבת שבאים לשמוע דרשה. Sometimes either שבתות, ימים טובים, when people come to hear the דרשה from the Rav, and it, you know, there seems to be room in the בית מדרש, ודומה להן כי יושבים דחוקים, but they feel it's like packed. What's that? שדים. Okay? הנה ברכי דשאלה, ברכיים עייפים, weak or tired knees. Mane de rabanan devalu bigde talmidim shebalim maher vehem enam bnei melacha sheivlu bigdehem. They're not working manually. Mechufia didhu ba'ina mazikin v'yoshvin etzlam u'mitchakechim bahem. The mazikin kind of sit on the talmidei chachamim and they rub against their clothes, which wears it out. Chufia leshon chofef umfaspes. Fray belaz, okay? Shiliata de shunrata, which is the placenta of a cat. Shiliata valad shel chatun nekeva, a placenta of a female cat. Bukhrata, bukhrata ha-bechora le'imah, bat bukhrata, ve'af imah hayta bechora. Ve'limle aine aina, mine, yasim imena me'at be'enav, put a little bit of that ash in your eyes. Kol lashon netina, ba'ayin koreo, bilshon ha-gemara lashon milui. Anything you put in your eyes, it's always called filling. Lefi shebedavar mu'at u'male. Since the eyes are so small, any amount that you put in the eyes, it's already going to be considered full. Guvta de parzela, kane halul shel barzel, an iron rod. Ve'lechteme lakane, and seal the rod begushpanka de parzela bechotam shel barzel with an iron seal. The bemidah de tzayir v'chatim let leureshuta. Anything that is sealed, the shedim have no control over. Kedamrinan bechol abasar b'shitat chulin. Fine. Okay. Vayter says the Gemara. Another back in the Gemara about halfway down the daf. The Gemara says another ma'amar from Abba Binyamin. Tanya, Abba Binyamin omer en tefila shel adam nishmaat ela bevet hakneset. A person's tefila is most not heard at all, but it's most accepted, most readily accepted and heard from the Beit HaKnesset, Shneemar, Lishmoa ila rinna vela tefila. Bimkom rinna, sham tehe tefila, where rinna goes on, which is what? Which is shirot v'tishbachot la'kadosh baruch hu, that's where the tefila is most accepted. We didn't get, that's a different thing. Now we're talking about geography, Beit HaKnesset. Soon we're going to talk about Minyan. Says the Gemara, אמר רבין ברבדה, אמר ביצחק, מניין שהקדוש ברוך הוא מצוי בבית הכנסת, שנאמר, אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל. הקדוש ברוך הוא stands in a congregation of God. ומניין לעשרה שמתפללים ששכינה עמהם. How do we know that 10 people who come together to pray are a congregation of God and הקדוש ברוך הוא is with them? שנאמר, אלוהים ניצב בעדת אל. ומניין לשלושה שיושבים בדין ששכינה עמהם. How do we know that 3 דיינים that sit down to judge, השם is also with them? שנאמר, בקרב אלוהים ישפוט. ומניין לשניים שיושבים ועוסקים בתורה ששכינה עמהן. How do we know that when 2 people sit and learn Torah together, הקדוש ברוך הוא is among them as well? שנאמר, אז נדברו יראי אדוני איש אל רעהו, ויקשב אדוני וישמע. I did? Huh? I did. Okay? So even... That what? No. איש אל רעהו. Ish le'ehu is two.
Okay,
Elohim I'm sorry. Bekerev Elohim Yishpot. When there's Mishpat, it's Bekerev Elohim. It's together with God. What's the minimum amount of people for Mishpat?
Three
Danim. Okay?
So
now.
Must be in Beit Midrash or Beit Knesset?
What?
Judgment.
No.
So how we prove from here that Beit Knesset is supposed
to be? Minyan in Beit Knesset is 10. Then he goes down to 3 Bevet Din. Then he goes down to 2 people learning anywhere. Also, the main point is the 10.
I got it, but
usually they'll be learning in Beit Knesset. Dibera Katuv Behove. Now, he says, and what about even one person? My Ruchosheve Shemo. The continuation of that pasuk is, right, what does the pasuk say? Az nidbiru yir Adonai et re'ehu, v'yakshev Adonai v'yishma, v'yikatev sefer zikaron lefanav, l'yir'e Adonai ul'choshev eshemo. What does that mean? Amar v'ashe, chashav Adam la'asot mitzvah v'ne'enas, v'lo asa'ah ma'aleh alav ha'katuv, ki'ilu asa'ah. This is another thing that it comes to teach us. The Chachamim teach us that, what does it mean? Ul'choshev eshemo, those who think about his name, comes to teach us that one who tries, one who has intention to do a mitzvah, and a situation beyond his control arises and he can't do it, what happens? HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it as if he did it.
Can you deduce from this that 2 people learning is the same thing as 10 people on Minyan?
No. The Shekhinah is much more powerful with him. Now, how do we know that even one person who sits and delves in Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is with him as well? Now the Gemara says, hey, says the Gemara, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is even with one, so what do you need to teach me 2 for? 2 includes 1. Says the Gemara, Tre michtevan milai hu besefer hazichronot, chad la michtevan mileh besefer hazichronot. When 2 people sit and learn together, that's when they are eligible to be entered into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chronicles, into Sefer Zikaron. But 1 person, no. Says Tosfot, of course 1 person, V'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtavim, it says in Pirkei Avot. What does that mean? Anything a person does, no matter if he does it in public, private, 1, 2, 3, everything's written down. So what does this mean? It means that when a person's learning Torah by himself, he's written in a single book, his own book. When he's learning with 1 more person, then he's written Bederech Rabbim. Okay, that's what he means. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is even with 2 people learning, do you need to teach me 3? Mao de tema dina shlama be'almahu ve'la'at yashchina kamash malan de dina name haynu Torah. I might have thought that when 3 dayanim sit in bed din, that's not a form of Torah. It's a form of what? It's trying to, you know, Chesed brings shalom between 2 people, but maybe Hashem doesn't come, because Hashem only comes where there's Torah, says the Gemara. No! When 3 dayanim sit down to be done in Torah, that's also a form of Talmud Torah. Okay, and the post can bring that down as well. If 3 people are, the Shekhinah is with 3 people that come and sit down to learn Torah to do din. Do you need to tell me 10? Says the Gemara, Asara kadma shekhinah ve'atia, tlata adiyatve. When there's 10 people planning to come, the Shekhinah precedes them. The Shekhinah comes to the Beit Midrash before them. However, when it's 3 people, only once the 3 dayanim sit down and begin to judge, only then does HaKadosh Baruch Hu join them. Says Rashi, huh? If Hashem waits for us.
It's a problem when they don't start on time.
That's another thing. That's on Amud Bet. Okay. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits for us.
Huh? The section of the Gemara missing, also I think we learned some other places there is Shekhinah level 5 people.
That's in Pirkei Avot. That's true. There's a similar Ma'amar in Mishnah Pirkei Avot. That's true. Okay? Tov. Let's see Rashi. Bimkom Rinna. Says Rashi, Bimkom Rinna bebet HaKnesset, Shesham omrim HaTzibur, Shirot V'Tishbachot, Bini'imat Kol Arev. Okay, that's where does the tzibur usually praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In Beit HaKnesset. Ba'adat El, Bevet Moed Shelo. What's that? In his house of meeting. What's that? Beit HaKnesset. Uminay Na'asara, Aida Kruya Ba'asara Shneimar, Ad Matay La'Aida Hara'a Zot, Yatzu Kalev Yoshua. How do we know that Aida is a reference to a minyan? HaKadosh Baruch Hu referred to the Miraglim as what? Ad Matay La'Aida Hara'a Zot. How many evil Miraglim were there? 10. So that's how we know, because Yoshua and Kalev were outside of this cheshbon. Bekerev Elohim Yishpot, ve'en bedin kruim Elohim, ela begiman. The only time bedin is called Elohim, how do we know that the Torah calls bedin Elohim? Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim, Elohim lo tekalel. Perkama de Sanhedrin. Vayakshev Hashem, Mamtin Lahem Sham, Kadosh Baruch Hu waits for them. Asher Azkir et Shemi, Asher Yazkir Shemi al Mitzvati Udvarai. Avo Elecha Lashon Yachitu, only one. Michtevan Milaihu, Kedichtiv, Vaykatev Sefer Zikaron Lefanav. Only two people are entered into the Sefer Zikaron. Kadma Shechina Ve'atia, Kodem Shiu Kol Asara. However, Nitzav Ba'adat El, Meikara Mashma Adiyatve, Kedichtiv Ishpot, Bishatam Nishpat. What does it say? Bekerev Elohim Ishpot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only arrives when, not when they come, rather only when they begin to judge. Vayetu in the Gemara,
huh? The judges of three.
The three, yeah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avin. Here's another ma'amar from Rabbi Avin bar Ravada. Amar Rabbi Avin bar Ravada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Minayin shehakadosh baruch hu maniach tefillin, shenemar, nishba Adonai bimino vizroa uzo. Right? This is a pasuk where? Tehillim. Yeah. So, I'm sorry, in Yishaya. I'm sorry. It's in Yishaya. Tov. What does that mean? Bimino zotora shenemar mimino esh dat lamo. That's a reference to Torah. Uvizro auzo, his mighty arm. What's that? Elu tefillin. It's a reference to Hakadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin. Shenemar Adonai oz le'amo iten. Umenayin she tefillin oz him liYisrael. How do we know that tefillin oz is a reference to tefillin? Oz means might, power, and it's a reference. The Gemara said to tefillin. How do we know that tefillin is the might? Is the strength of Am Yisrael, dichtiv, v'ra'u chol ame ha'aretz, ki shem Adonai nikra aleicha, v'yar'u mimeka. The goyim will see the tefillin of Am Yisrael, and they will fear them. V'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Gadol omer, elu tefillin shebarosh. The fear that the goyim have from Am Yisrael's tefillin refers specifically to which one of the tefillin? Rosh. Why? The Tosfot explains, huh? All over Shams, all over the place. He's referred to...
It's not the
same,
huh?
Same. Rabbi Eliezer, who is Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer ben Hokenos, was called Rabbi Eliezer Gadon. Now, Tosfot says, why does the tefillin, only tefillin shel Rosh, impose fear on the goyim? The answer is because tefillin shel Rosh, at least lefi apshat, is supposed to be begalui. It's supposed to be what? Open, as opposed to tefillin shel yad, it's supposed to be mechuse. How do we know? V'haya lecha leot al yadecha. The Gemara learns lecha leot velo leacherim leot. Tefillin shel yad is supposed to be covered. Tefillin shel rosh is supposed to be open. So that's the only thing that the goyim see. Vayter, says the Gemara. Now, once we said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, Amar le'Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak le'Rav Chiya bar Avin, Hani tefillin demare alma, ma ketiv behu. Right? What are the parashiyot written in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? What's written in them? Ours have, Kadesh li ve'aya kviyacha shema ve'aya im shamoa. But what's the point of our tefillin? Our tefillin are to unify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? To make HaKadosh Baruch Hu unique in the entire world. So Hashem's not going to wear that. We do that to Him. So what does Hashem wear in His tefillin? What's inside? Says the Gemara. Amar le, umi che'amecha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. That what? HaKadosh Baruch Hu unifies whom? Am Yisrael. Umi mishtabeach kudshe Baruch Hu b'shivcha Yehudi Yisrael. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu praise Himself with the praise of Am Yisrael? Says Gemara, in, yes, dichtiv, et Adonai he'emarta hayom, v'Adonai he'emircha hayom. Which means, we took HaKadosh Baruch Hu as special upon us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu reciprocated. He did the same thing to Am Yisrael. We unify him, and he unifies us. It's a lashon shevach. Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael, atem asituni chativa achat ba'olam, v'ani aseh etchem chativa achat ba'olam. You made me one entity in the world, and I will make you one entity in the world. Atem asituni chativa achat ba'olam, shenemar. What did we say, or what do we say in order to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu one entity? Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, v'ani aseh etchem chativa achat ba'olam, shenemar, umicha amcha Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. Fine. Says the Gemara, Amar l'ravacha bered rava, l'ravashe, tenach bechad beta. Okay, tefillin shel Rosh have how many compartments? Four. So, Umike Amcha Yisrael is only one compartment. You're left with three. Says the Gemara, what's in the rest of the three compartments of Hashem's tefillin? Says the Gemara, Bishar Batemai, Amar Le, Kimi Goy Gadol, Umi Goy Gadol, that's two separate psukim, Ashrecha Yisrael, Ohan Isa Elohim, Ultitecha Elyon. Hey, wait a minute. That's five. Five.
We already have one.
And now we already have one. So what's going on? Says the Gemara, we only have three available. Iachi, nefishe lehu tuve bate. There's more batim than four in Hashem's tefillin. Ela, says the Gemara, in order to reconcile this, ki migoy gadol umigoy gadol dedamyan lehadadeh bechad beta. Ki migoy gadol and migoy gadol, even though it's two psukim, they go into the same compartment. Ashrecha Yisrael umicha amecha Yisrael, because they're similar, bechad beta. That is compartment number two. O hanisa Elohim lakachat logoi. That was another pasuk. That's number three. Bechad beta in the third compartment. Ultitecha alion to make Am Yisrael on high. Bechad beta. That is in compartment number four. But that's in tefillin shel rosh. What about tefillin shel yad? Says the Gemara. Bechulhu ketive beedrae. Which means in the tefillin shel yad, all of these psukim are written in the same klaf and rolled up just like in our tefillin. The parashiyot of Kaddish, Ve'aya Kivyecha, Shema and Ve'aya Im Shamo are separated in the tefillin shel rosh, and in the tefillin shel yad they're written on one scroll, rolled up and put in. So too HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the same thing with the psukim, his psukim praising us in his tefillin. Let's see Rashi HaKadosh. Says Rashi, מה כתיב בהו? What does it say in הקדוש ברוך הוא תפילין? בישלם בתפילין דידן כתיב שמע והיה עם שמוע קדש לי כל בכור והיה כביחה. Obviously it's out of order. פרשיות שנצטבו בהם לשום זיכרון מצוותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא אות וזיכרון להם לישראל. Right? Our parashiyot of tefillin, what does it remind us of? הקדוש ברוך הוא and his מצוות. But he says, אלא בדידי, מה כתיב בהו? הקדוש ברוך הוא doesn't have to remind himself of his own mitzvot. So what does it say in his? He'emarta. What is et Hashem he'emarta hayom v'Hashem he'emircha hayom? What does he'emarta mean? Leshon chashivut v'shevach. It's a language of what? Prominence and praise. Kmo yit'amiru kol po'ale avin. Yishtabbechu, praising. Yishar batemai, what's in the rest of the compartment? Sha'ari arba'a batim him. And then the Gemara says, turn the page, says Rashi. Yeah.
Language of us, so that we can at least understand what Hashem is. What is this
competition with Hashem is actually? Obviously, it's allegorical, huh?
Sometimes it comes to teach us some midah or something that like Aaron
after Hashem doesn't. So there's a lot of pshatim here, but al pi pshuto, it's coming to say that just as with our physical tefillin are meant to unify HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'olamo and to remind us of his mitzvot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also, obviously not physically, but in lo guf ve'en lo demut haguf kamuvan, so he's not wearing physical tefillin, but just bederech mashal.
Why do we need the proof of the psukim?
Because once we said that, we want to know what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu reminding himself of. Which psukim does he always have in front of him?
It's spiritual, not
yeah. So we want to, even in the spiritual tefillin, what's written in them? What is he trying to unify? What is he saying? And what are we saying? What's on a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mind all day long? Am Yisrael. So now, says Rashi, Mile. On the other side, on the right column, Vechulum ketiv bedrae. Kol haktuvim alalu ketuvim bizroa bevayit echad sheotan shel yad enan ela bayit echad kedanavim b'menachot vechol haparashiyot ketuvot bo. It's all written on one parchment. Let's move on. Another Ma'amar from Ravin. Amar Ravin bar Avada, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol haragil lavo lebet haknesset, velo ba yom echad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mash'il bo. Anybody who, in general, comes to shul, and one day is missing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu inquires about his welfare. Shene'emar, mi bachem yire Adonai shome'a bekol avdo, asher halach hashechim ve'en noga lo. Which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, where is this Yireh Hashem, the one who fears God, who comes every day, where is he? Now he's going in darkness, and there's no light. Why is Hashem calling him going in darkness? Im nidvar mitzvah halach nogalo. If he didn't show up to shul, because he had to take care of some sort of dvar mitzvah, he'll have light. Ve'im lidvar ha-reshut halach, but if he didn't show up to shul, because he went to deal with some mundane matter, en nogalo. He has no light. He's sitting in darkness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. The pasuk continues, Yivtach b'shem Adonai. Why should this person trust in the name of God? Mai ta'ama, mishum dehava le'livtach b'shem Hashem ve'lo batach. Which means, if a person missed shul for a mundane matter, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu upset? Because what did you go for a mundane matter for? You felt that you had to take care of it at the expense of Bet HaKnesset. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that shows a lack of bitachon. If it's a mitzvah, so you got to do it. And if it's a mundane matter, you should have came to Bet HaKnesset and relied on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it for you, and therefore it's a lack of bitachon, and that angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay?
Hashem, this continuation of the pasuk we brought.
Yeah. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Okay. Says Rashi HaKadosh, Mash'il bo. Mativo shel ploni, lama lo ba? What's going on with ploni? How come he didn't come? Yireh et Hashem, she'ir agil avo elav. Why is it called Yireh Hashem? Because he always came. Asher halach ha'shechim. Can you imagine? Look at this. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about a person who always comes to shul and misses one day.
Is it worse if you don't?
Can you imagine how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to feel about a person who doesn't come at all?
It's almost like he gives up on it.
Huh?
It's almost like he gives up on it.
Chas v'shalom. No. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're a gil and you don't come for one day. Look how angry that makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine a person who doesn't come at all. Weiter. Yeah? Asher halach ha'shechim ve'en nogalo. Oh, you meant the other way. The person gives up. Yeah, sure. Asher halach ha'shechim ve'en nogalo. Asher ata halach lemakom choshech. He went to a dark place. Asher yimna atzmo milashkim lefitchi. Anywhere else besides for Bet HaKnesset is called the dark place. Ve'en one. Oh, that's a different thing. Back in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, weiter. Now that we're talking about Bate Knesiyot and Minyanim, we're moving right along. Me'inyan le'inyan be'otah inyan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, b'sha'a she'akadosh baruch hu ba be'bet ha'kneset, ve'lo matza ba'asara, miyad hu ko'es, she'ne'emar, madua bati ve'en ish, karati ve'en oneh. When there's a minyan supposed to start, right? Every shul has their own set time for a minyan. If a minyan's supposed to start, like we said before in the previous amud, who comes first to the minyan?
Hashem
arrives before the minyan. That's why it's such a mitzvah to be one of the asara rishonim. So therefore, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu arrives at the minyan and people don't come on time, that immediately angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? He said, I'm here.
Is this a riot that you have to start on time?
Vaday. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry. Miyad hu ko'es. When's miyad? What's miyad?
Right,
yeah. Exactly at the scheduled time.
It's better not to come to this type of shows that they have a small minyan.
It angers a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, says the Gemara, okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, ve'en one, shi'ur shi'uchlu la'anot davar kedusha. What's one? Yain karati ve'en one. In order to be one dvarim shel kedusha, yeshem rabba, kedusha, baruchu, kriyat ha'torah, what do you need? Asara, 10. When does a Kadosh Baruch Hu say karati ve'en one? When there's no 10, Hashem gets angry. Vayter. And especially, not only if they start late, of course he's angry. What happens if the minyan doesn't show up at all? Of course he's upset. Now, Vayter.
Amar. That's the reason to be mashkin minyan?
Also. It's a chesed. Amar b'chelbo, amar b'huna. Kol ha'koveya makom l'tfilato Elohe Avraham b'aizro. A person who sets a set place for his tefillah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. Uchshemet omrim lo, anav, chasid, mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. When such a person who's koveh makom letfilato passes away in Shamayim, they call out to him, where is this anav, where is this chasid, the talmid of Avraham Avinu? Why is he considered a talmid of Avraham Avinu? Where do we find that Avraham Avinu set a place for his own tefillah? Ve'Avraham Avinu menalan dekava makom dichtiv v'yeshkem Avraham baboker el makom asher amad sham batechila. Right, that's talking about Sedom. Avraham Avinu came back to the same place where he stood before. Ve'en amida el tefillah, standing refers to tefillah she'ne'emar v'ya'amod pinechas v'yifalel. Okay, which is a pasuk in Tehillim. Ad kan. Let's see Rashi. Elohe Avraham shekava makom letfilato. Why is it called Elohe Avraham? The first person to be koveh makom letfilato was whom? Avraham Avinu. Be'izro, kederech shehaya ozer le'Avraham. Right, what do we say about Avraham? Melech ozer u'moshia u'magen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu helped Avraham Avinu. He'll help such a person as well, his talmid. Says the Gemara, Vayter. Amar b'chelbo, amar r'vhuna. Hayotze mi bet ha'kneset, al yafsi'a p'si'a gasa. When a person leaves shul, don't take wide steps. What is wide steps a reference to?
Not running.
Running, moving fast. When you leave the Bet HaKnesset, halacha, the Gemara says, you have to leave how?
Wide steps.
Huh? Wide steps means what?
Fast.
Long strides. Leave the Bet HaKnesset slowly. Ze kavod lamakom. And then he says, Amar Abaye, la amaran ela lemefak. This only applies leaving the shul. Aval lemeal, mitzvah lemirhat. But going to a shul, it's mitzvah to run. Shene Emar, he brings the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'nedea nirdefa ladat et Adonai." We go, we know, and we chase to know God. Chasing is what? Running, run to Beit HaKnesset. We're going to see soon the halacha lema'ase. Amar bizira mirish ki avach hazin alu l'rabbanan dekar ha'atel firka b'shabbata amina kam mechalyan rabbanan shabbata. We know that Rabbi Zira said originally used to see Talmidei Chachamim running to the shiur of the Rav on Shabbat. And he thought originally that they were being not real chilul Shabbat, but disrespecting Shabbat. Because we know on Shabbat it's asur to run. Shene'emar, im tashiv mishabbat raglecha. Which means on Shabbat, shekol hiluchecha yeh benachat. On Shabbat, how's a person supposed to walk? Slowly. However, there's one exception to that on Shabbat, says the Gemara. Kivan deshama'ana lehad Rabbi Tanchun amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, le'olam yarutz adam nidvar alacha ve'afilu b'shabbat shene'emar achare Adonai yelechu ke'aryeh yish'ag. Which means that they will go after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a reference to dvar alacha. So, tefillah and shi'ur on Shabbat, that's the heterim that a person is allowed to run on Shabbat. Tefillah is from before. This is a different thing. Running towards tefillah and running towards halacha, even on Shabbat. Halacha is a reference to Talmud Torah. Huh? No, he says, ve'afilu b'Shabbat. Because the pasuk says, achare Hashem yelechu, they always, it doesn't make any distinction. Says Rashi, let's see. Says Rashi, Al yafsi apsi agasa lefi shemar'e be'atzmo she'ikuv Beit HaKnesset dumeh alav kemasoy. Oh, why is it not good to take wide strides out of Beit HaKnesset or run out of shul? Because running out of shul shows what? That your time in Beit HaKnesset was burdensome.
To who? To yourself?
To yourself. And not what does that tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu about your tefillah? To? What?
People sit next to the entrance.
Like, yeah. It's like, unless it's Makom Kavua. And even the people who sit next to the entrance, when they leave, Benachat. Nirdefa, Leshon Merutza, Mashma, Sharodef Ratz, Lefirka, that's the Lishmoa Drasha. It was Takanat Chachamim that every Shabbat there should be a Drasha by the Chacham. Mechalian Rabbanan Shabbatah, Deamar Mor, Asul Lifsua Psi Agasa B'Shabbat. A person's not allowed to run on Shabbat, Shneemar, Im Tashim, Shabbat Raglecha, Viter. Now that we were speaking about the Pirka, what's the Pirka that we said? Pirka means drasha. Says the Gemara, Amar Bizera, Agra de Pirka Rihata. The main reward that a person gets for the drasha, not everybody can understand the drasha. You know that. Am Yisrael come in many, many different shapes and sizes and IQ levels and whatever. Not everybody walks out of the drasha with the same understanding. But what's the main reward for the drasha? Running to it. Running towards the drasha, like we said before.
Does that include speeding?
Huh? Chas v'shalom. No, that's sakanat nefashot. Okay? Amar Abaye, Agra dekala dochaka. What about the shiurim before the mo'adim and whatever, when everybody used to come? That was called the shiur kala dochaka. The effort that everybody made to cram into the Bet Midrash, the, you know, being crammed, that's the sakhar is for that.
What's Agra?
Sakhar. Okay? Amar Ava, Agra dishma'ata svara. The main reward for a sugiyah is what? The logic that one has to, the amal, putting forth effort and using your own brain, logic. Amar Rav Papa, Agre de Beit Amiya, the reward for a Beit Avel, what's the main reward for Beit Avel? Shetikuta, being silent. Which means when you go into Beit Avel, what's the halacha? It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. What do?
Silence.
Especially during the first 3 days, you're not allowed to talk to the Avel. During the first 3 days of the Avelut, what's the halacha? When you come to Beit Avel, you must remain silent until when? Until he talks first. Huh? With a nod. Zo. Amar mor zutra, agrad ta'anita tzidkata. What's the reward of a fast day? Giving tzedakah. Amar av sheshat, agrad espeda daluye. The reward for a hesped, for a eulogy is what? Raising your voice. Amar Ravashe Agrad Behilule Mile. The reward for being Mesameh Hatan Bekala is what? With what? Milim. Ketzad Mirakdin Lifna Kala. What do you say? You say words. Kala Na'av Chasuda. You gladden Hatan Bekala with words. Says, huh? Dancing too. But the main thing is words. by dancing, he doesn't know that he got a good catch. How's he going to know that he got a good catch and she got a good catch? You got to talk about them. You know the people that get up at Sheva Brachot and whatever, Chatan Kacha, Kacha, they call it giving a hespid. Eulogizing the Chatan Vekala and saying, you Kacha, O Kacha, what? That endears them to one another. That's a big thing. That's the Sechar. Not only telling jokes, okay? Huh? They what? Okay, says Rashi. אגרד הפרקה, עיקר קיבול שכר הבריות הרצים לשמוע דרשה מפי חכם, משכר המרוצה, the שכר for running, שהרי רובם אינם מבינים להעמיד גרסה ולומר שמועה מפי רבן לאחר זמן שיקבלו שכר לימוד. Most people, after they walk out of shiur, you ask them, what was the shiur? What's it gonna, most people, what are they going to say?
It was interesting.
לא יודע, לא יודע. אבל מה? So where's the שכר for the שיעור? The שכר is what? It's רזות. Okay, agra de kala shabbat shelifnei haregel shehakol neesafim lishmoa halachot haregel. All of the, you know, batei knesiot and the towns, everybody came to the main yeshiva before the yom tov to hear hilchot yom tov. Agra dishmaata svara shu yagia v'toreach umchashev leavin tamo shel davar. It's not only how much you learned, but it's important what the amount of effort you put in to understand. Agra de ta'anita tzidkata shenotnim tzedaka la'erev lefanasat ha'aniyim sheyitanu hayom. What's the main part of the ta'anit? Giving tzedakah so that the aniyim have what to break their fast on. See that? Daluye, that was by hisped. Learim kol bilshon nehi ve'ogmat nefesh sheyivku ha'shomayim. You know, certain people get up there, certain people get up at levayot and eulogize, and they're like, you know, they're dry as wood. They get up there, and people are like falling asleep. Hisped, what's hisped supposed to do? To arouse people. In order to arouse people, you have to also change your tone. You got to speak in a, you know, in a kol bechi. Says Rashi Vayter, mile lesameach hechatan bidvarim, to gladden the chatan with words. Vayter in the Gemara. Says the Gemara hala. Sorry. Amar Rav Huna, smack in the middle of the amud. Amar Rav Huna, kol amitpalel achore bet hakneset nikra rasha. Anybody who prays behind a shul is called a rasha. Shneimar saviv rasha'im itallachun. Where do evil people go? Where do the wicked go? Around, which means that's a reference to praying behind the shul.
Called rasha and shamayim, or we can call him rasha.
Also us. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye la maran ela dela mehader apele bekenishta. This only applies when he doesn't turn his face to the direction of the shul. Aval mehader apel lebekenishta letlanba. However, if, let's say, he turns his face to the shul, which means let's say a person goes to the back of the shul and he gives the shul his back, that's a rasha. But if he prays behind the shul with his face in the general direction of the shul, then it's mutar.
He's okay? In the shul, he's outside the shul.
Outside. Okay? Now, says the Gemara. Now the Gemara tells a story. You're Yotze. Yotze. No, not necessarily with the minyan. He's davening himself. There was a certain individual that was praying behind the shul and gave the shul his back. Says the Gemara, Chalaf Eliyahu Chazye Id Mile Keta'aya. Eliyahu Navi was passing by and he saw this fellow. Eliyahu Navi turned into the form or appeared to this man as an Arab. Amar Le Kedubar. Kedubar, which means Shtei Rashuyot. You're praying in a way. What is it? What's the big deal about praying behind the shul and giving the shul your back? What's the praying in the opposite direction as everybody else? Why? Because you're showing you're praying to somebody else. Everybody's praying in one direction to one God, and what are you showing? You're praying to somebody else. So you're showing, huh?
So why daven next to Betekneset?
What? Why?
Yeah. Why?
Who cares? That's what he's doing. It's more comfortable for him. Now, anyway, says the Gemara, and he told him what? What did he tell him? Kedubar, are there two rashuyot chas v'shalom? Kayam kameh marach. You're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How could you do this? Shalaf safsara v'katle. Eliyahu Navi took his sword and he killed this man.
That's pretty intense. Huh? He killed him just...
Yeah, because he was showing that there were two rashuyot.
Obviously, on purpose?
Apparently he was doing it on purpose. Amar le'ahu mirabbanan le'rabbivai barabbaye. Ve'amri la'rabbivai le'rabnachman bar Yitzchak. Mai kirum zulut livne adam. The end of this pasuk, right? The beginning of the pasuk in Teilim, saviv reshaim itallachun. The end of the pasuk is kirum zulut livne adam. What does that pasuk mean? Amar le elu devarim she'omdim berumo shel olam uvne adam mezalzelin bahim. What's zelut? Zelut is what? Ziluta, which means derision, mockery. These are the most important things in the world which people mock. What is that? Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar de'amin et Ravayu, kevan shenitztarech adam. So that's, what is that referring to? That's referring to Torah utfila. When a person is, the most important things in the world are Torah and tfila, and how do people treat Torah utfila? With derision, zilzul. Says the Gemara, another pshat of kirum zulut libne adam, yeah, Zakt Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Adam Litravaihu, Kevan Shenitztarech Adam Lebriot, Panav Mishtanot Kakerum. Shenemar, Kerum Zulut Libne Adam. When a person needs to come onto the kindness of others, he needs assistance from other people, his face, how do people feel about you if you need their assistance? Rashi says he's a mizalzelimbo. What does that mean?
Embarrassed.
They treat him, you know, with scorn. And therefore, what happens to the person? Panav mishtanot kakirum. His face changes like a krum. Says the Gemara, Mai kirum? Ki atar abdimi amar, Of echad yesh bikrachei hayam, Ukhrum shemo. V'chevan shechama zorachat, Mithapech lechama gevanin. There's a bird in the faraway islands that when the sun shines on its face, it begins to change colors. What happens when a person requires the assistance of others? His face changes colors just like this bird. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Ase, Da'am Ritavayu, Ke'ilu Midon Bishne Dinin, Esh Umayim. When a person requires the assistance of others, it's like he has two dinim judging him right now. Fire and water, Shne'emar, Hirkavta Enosh Leroshenu, Banu Ba'esh Uvamayim. When do you have another authority? What is a man-made self-made authority on the person? When does a person accept another authority on himself? That's when he needs people to help him, lend him money. That is like the deen of Eshumayim, says the Gemara. Let's see Rashi. Yeah, says the Gemara. Achore bet haknesset, says Rashi, on the top left column. Achore bet haknesset, kol pitche bet haknesset hayu bemizrach. In those times in Bavel, all of the entrances to the Bet HaKnesset were in the east. V'achitane betosefet demgila, me'en mikdash. The Bet HaMikdash, by the way, the entrance to the Bet HaMikdash was on which side? East. Kodesh HaKodashim was west, right? What, if you were walking deeper into the Bet HaMikdash, you were walking from east to west. So he says, מאין מקדש ומשכן פניהם למערב ואחוריהם למזרח והמתפלל אחורי בית הכנסת ואינו מחזיר פניו לבית הכנסת נראה ככופר במי שהציבור מתפללים לפניו. Like we said before, when a person turns his back to the shul and davens that way, what's he showing? It's like he's denying the God that everybody else is davening to. ועדרב הונה מוקילה להבייה בדלה מעדר הפלא בקנשתה. That's only, you can daven behind the shul. As long as what? As long as you're facing the same direction. Khalafa uta'aya, sukhir aravi, which the Gemara says was actually Eliyahu Navi. Kadu bar, kadu means shte bar reshut. Kihai, de'aminen besuka, ha de'aile bevar. Eliyahu Navi was asking this guy, are there two rashuyot? Rashuyot means what? Authorities. You're acting, are there khalila two authorities in the world? Chas v'shalom. So he says, kerum zelut, sefe dikra dil'el, it's the end of the aforementioned pasuk. דברים שעומדים ברומו של עולם כגון תפילה שעולה למעלה. And another פשט הגמרא said, כיוון שנצטרך אדם לבריות הוא זל בעיניהם. Which means when a person requires the assistance of other people, how do they look at him? בזלזול.
People that are assisting.
Huh?
The people that are assisting.
Right. The בעלי חסד look at the עני like בדרך ביזיון. נבח is right. לראשנו, להיות נושה בנו. דמתרגמינם כנושה, כרשייה. There's a pasuk in Tehillim, עבד לווה לאיש מלווה. Which means that when a person takes a loan, for all intents and purposes, what is he doing? He's enslaving himself to the lender. Okay? Weiter, says the Gemara. ואמר רבי חלבו, אמר אבונה, לעולם יהיה אדם זהיר בתפילת המנחה, שהרי אליהו לא נענה אלא בתפילת המנחה. אליהו הנביא was answered specifically then, שנאמר, והיא בעלות המנחה, ויגש אליהו הנביא ויאמר, ענני אדוני ענני. Why did he say it? And that was when the showdown, right, the showdown between Eliyahu Anavi and Nevi Baal began in the morning. They were praying the whole morning, and when did Eliyahu intercede? He said, you done? Move over. When did Eliyahu pray? Mincha. And that's when he was answered. Frek the Gemara, why did he say, Aneni Hashem, Aneni, twice? Says the Gemara, Aneni shetered esh min ha-shamayim, va'aneni shelo yomru ma'asech eshafim him. First of all, answer me that the fire should come down, and second of all, even when the fire does come down, make it that they don't think that it is sorcery. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Af betfilat arvit, a person should always be careful about arvit as well. Shnei Amar, Tikon tefilati ketoret lefanecha, mas'at kapai, minchat arev. Mincha is a korban. What's the korban of the evening? That is tefilat arvit. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Af tefilat shacharit, shnei Amar, Adonai boker tishma'a koli, boker e'eroch lecha, va'atzape. So we see from here, each ma'aman in the Gemara, at the end of the day, what do you have to be careful with? Shacharit, mincha, ve'arvit. Okay? Says the Gemara Vayter, there's no Rashi. Ve'amar Rabbi Chilbo, Amar Rav Huna. Kol ha'nehena mis'audat chatan, ve'eno mesamecho, over b'chamisha kolot. A person who enjoys from a wedding feast and doesn't rejoice or gladden the chatan ve'kala, transgresses five kolot. Which ones? There's a pas... Huh? They didn't invite you to eat.
Okay.
Huh? I don't know. They want you to be happy. That's also that's a cop out. The envelope. They certainly don't need you there to eat. Okay, and even money. Yeah, they need your money.
It's a religious wedding.
Huh?
It's a religious wedding.
We're not talking about going to Gehinnom. There's plenty of time to go to Gehinnom. That you know, after Me'ah V'Esrim. What do you have to go to Gehinnom ba'olam hazeh? Shene'emar. Kol sason v'kol simcha, kol chatan v'kol kala, that's already four. Kol omerim hodu et Adonai tzevaot. So these are the five kolot that the Navi Yirmiyah speaks about that a person transgresses if he's not mesameh chatan v'kala. V'im mesamecho ma secharo. If a person does gladden the chatan v'kala, what does he merit? Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, zoche la Torah shenitana b'chamisha kolot. A person merits Torah, understanding the Torah that was given with five kolot, shene emar, vahi bayom ha-shlishi, biyot ha-boker, vahi kolot. How much is kolot?
Two.
Two. Uvrakim, ve'anan kaved al-ahar, ve'kol shofar. Three. Vahi kol ha-shofar. Four. Ve'ha-Elohim, ya'anenu be'kol, is number five. Says the Gemara, any. There's only five kolot by Matan Torah. Ve'aketiv, ve'kol ha'am, ro'im et ha-kolot. So there's not five, there's actually... Seven, says the Gemara, Otan kolot dekodem matan Torah havu. The kolot that Am Yisrael saw and experienced, those were before the Torah was given. The five kolot that we say that the person is misameach hatan v'kala is zochetu, refers to what? The ones that were given during the actual giving of the Torah. Rabbi Avu Amar, ki'ilu ikriv toda. A person who is misameach hatan v'kala, it's as if he offered a korban todah, shne'emar, mevi'im todah bet Adonai. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, ke'ilu bana achat mechurvot Yerushalayim. A person who's mesameach chatan v'kala, it's as if he builds one of the ruins of Yerushalayim, shne'emar, ki ashiv et shevut ha'aretz kevar ishona amar Adonai. So what shaykh is...
Huh? I understand kol chatan v'kol kala.
Yeah.
But what's the
because we see corresponding kolot over there, and just like we say that if you weren't misamech, you is transgress the kolot.
Fine, I understand, but is it kol? This because I'm not understand.
Yeah. No, we want to say what is he zuche to? He's zuche to something else that the Torah uses kolot in that context. Dehainu Torah. He's zuche to Torah. Okay, says Rashi. Yeah. Zokt Rashi HaKodesh. Yeah. Over b'chamisha kolot, mezalzel b'chamisha kolot shebirech b'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu et Yisrael. A person is scorning the five voices that HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed Am Yisrael with. Otan kolot dekodem matan Torah havu. Those other ones, v'cholam roim takolot, hanach kolot batra'e haynu, hanach de'aire behu. The ones that we said that the person is going to be zochetu for being misamech hatan v'kala, those were later. Okay, וכאמר דנראין היו ואף על פי שהכל אינו נראה זה נראה. In general, you can hear sound, you can't see sound, but the sounds, the voices at Har Sinai weren't only heard, they were also seen. That's how tangible they were. מביאים תודה בית השם כי ישיב את שבות ספי דקרא דחמישה קולות דלעיל הוא, and that's how we know that a person is going to be זוכה to, it's like he's בונה אחת מחורבות ירושלים. ויתר דגמרה ואמר רבי חלבו אמר רב הונה כל אדם שיש בו ליראת שמיים דבריו נשמעים. Anybody who contains fear of heaven will be listened to, people listen to him, שנאמר סוף דבר הכל נשמע את האלוהים יראה. Who do people listen to? Whoever fears God. מי כי זה כל האדם. The end of the pasuk says כי זה כל האדם. What does that mean? אמר בלעזר אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא כל העולם כולו לא נברא אלא בשביל זה. Hashem says the entire world was created for whom? For a person who is ירא שמיים. רבי אבא בר כהנא אמר שכול זה כנגד כל העולם כולו. A person with יראת שמיים is like, he's as חשוב as the rest of the world. רבי שמעון בן עזאי אומר ועמידה רבי שמעון בן זומא, they say a different פשט, אומר כל העולם כולו לא נברא אלא לצוות, לא לצוות אלא לצוות לזה. In לשון הקודש, what does צוותא mean? צוותא means what? Companionship. Right, lashevet betzavta means to sit together in companionship. When a person is yirei shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the rest of the world for one purpose, to keep him company. That's it. Says the Gemara. Okay, says, I'm sorry, Zokt Rashi HaKodesh, Bishvil ze shivra ze. Okay, litzvot shlutz belaz. I don't know, that's a old French or German word. Okay, weiter, one last Gemara, second to the last line. ואמר בחלבו, אמר הונה, כל שיודע בחברו שהוא רגיל ליתן לו שלום, יקדים לו שלום. If a person knows, you pass a certain person and you know that he usually greets you, you try to greet him first. שנאמר, בקש שלום ורודפהו. Seek out peace and don't only seek it out, but what? Chase it. It's also Mishnah in Pirkei Avot. Heve makdim bishlom kol adam. Don't only respond with shalom. Rather, what do you try to do? Initiate it. Say it first. V'natan lo velo ichzir. Now let's say you weren't first and somebody else gave you shalom and you didn't respond. Nikra gazlan shnei emar. Ve'atem bi'artem akerem gzelat ani bevatechem. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's considered gzelat ani, says Rashi, gzelat ani, v'halo af gzelat ashir gzelahi. Why does the pasuk refer to theft of an ani? If you steal from a rich man, it's not considered stealing. Ela gzelat ani she'en lo klum nigzol mimenu, ela shelo leashiv al shlomo. What's the only thing? Ani has nothing, no material goods. What's the only thing that you can steal from the ani, says the Navi? The only thing it can give you is shalom. If you don't respond to it, אתה גזלן. You see people like that. Sometimes you see a person, you tell them, בוקר טוב, שבת שלום, חג שמח. And sometimes people are in their own world, whatever it is, and they shy away. גזלן. It's not דרך ארץ. שם ירחם. Okay.
Why is that גזלן?
What?
I'm in my own world. I'm thinking in my own head. I didn't pay attention once.
No, not pay attention. You're not in the mood to respond.
Oh, okay, no. But let's say I'm like...
If you didn't hear, you didn't hear. We're talking about you heard and you're not in the mood. מעולם לא קדמני אדם. Okay, now, let's see some...
Huh? The longest daf is Friday.
Okay, yeah. So, let's see some halachot of the daf. Some of the halachot that we just mentioned in the daf. Says the Rambam. Perek chet milchot tefila halacha aleph. Zok the Rambam.
Is this known 9 to 10?
No, not yet. 9 to 9, 45? No, huh? Yeah, you have... You know, I'm...
So
you have it?
That's fine. Am I stopping you at 9?
Yeah, we're good. Says the Rambam. Yeah, Dr. Rambam. תפילת הציבור נשמעת תמיד, ואפילו היו בהן חוטאים, אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מואס בתפילתן של רבים. The Gemara spoke about it. Now the Rambam expounds on it. The חשיבות of praying בציבור, הקדוש ברוך הוא is never repulsed by the תפילה of the congregation, of the minyan, even if it contains sinners. לפי כך צריך אדם לשתף עצמו עם הציבור, ולא יתפלל ביחיד כל זמן שיכול להתפלל עם הציבור. ולעולם ישכים אדם ויעריב לבית הכנסת, שאין תפילתו נשמעת בכל עת, אלא בבית הכנסת. Two things. Number one, always, says the Rambam, always try to daven בציבור. And besides for davening בציבור, also try to daven all your tefillot בבית הכנסת. וכל מי שיש לו בית הכנסת בעירו ואינו מתפלל בו עם הציבור נקרא שכן רע. A person who has a בית הכנסת in a city and doesn't go there to pray is called a bad neighbor. זוקת מרן השולחן ערוך. אוקיי? זוקת מרן, אורח חיים סימן צדי, הלכות תפילה. No, but this is a different story. Okay, בסדר. Now, says Maran, they're not, those are kind of allegorical and all sorts of drashot. These are halachot. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch codify the halachot in the Gemara. Says Maran, yishtadel adam leitpalel bevet hakneset im hatzibur. Now notice that Maran says, what does yishtadel mean in Lashon HaKodesh?
Try your best.
Now this doesn't mean all the poskim say Agon of Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, as does Agon Yalkut Yosef. They explain it doesn't mean that Maran is saying it's just a nice thing to do. Rather, it's kimat chova unless there's an onus. How do we know? If a person's traveling, the Shulchan Aruch in the same siman says, if you're traveling, what's the halacha? How far do you have to travel in order to seek out a minyan?
Four mil in front of you.
And one mil behind you. So what do you see? It's not only davar tov, rather me'en חובה להתפלל בציבור. Now, ואם הוא אנוס שאינו יכול לבוא לבית הכנסת, יכוון להתפלל בשעה שהציבור מתפללים. Even if a person has a situation beyond his control and he cannot come to the בית הכנסת, he should still do what? תפילה בציבור dictates that even if you can't pray with the ציבור, try to pray at the same time as the ציבור. והוא הדין says דרמה, בני אדם הדרים ביישובים ואין להם מניין, מכל מקום יתפללו שחרית וערבית בזמן שהציבור מתפללים. Same thing, not only person who can't come be honest, people who live far away and they don't have a minyan, try to find out in the nearest city when the minyan times are and pray then. וכן אם נאנס ולא יתפלל בשעה שיתפללו הציבור והוא מתפלל ביחיד, אף על פי כן יתפלל בבית הכנסת, we see there's two מעלות, מעלת ציבור and מעלת בית הכנסת. If you can't come to בית כנסת, still try to pray at the time of the ציבור. And if you miss the minyan, still what? Says the Shulchan Aruch, what? Still come to בית הכנסת. Now, weiter, okay? Says another Rambam, okay?
Yeah? I can daven right now with Tzibur davening right now.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to get to Beth Knesset after 20 minutes, but I'm going to miss the people.
So you're saying, if I have a choice, either Tzibur right. or Beth Knesset.
No, either to daven on time Tzibur at home, or to come to Beth Knesset.
Time of the Tzibur. Time of the Tzibur.
No, there is no Tzibur.
No, but time of the Tzibur.
Yes.
Yeah, time of the Tzibur is better than the Ma'alav Beth Knesset. Okay. Says the Rambam Vayter. Also in Hilchot Tefillah, Perekeh, Halacha Vav. Tikkun HaMakom Ketzad. How should a person prepare his place for Tefillah? Ya'amod B'Makom Namuch, V'yachzir Panav LaKotel. We've seen this Rambam several times in the past few days. וצריך לפתוח חלונות או פתחים כנגד ירושלים כדי להתפלל כנגדן, שנאמר וחווין פתיחין לבעיליתה, פסוק עם דניאל, וקובע מקום לתפילתו תמיד. That what? Not only should a person come to בית הכנסת to pray, but even in בית הכנסת, מה? יקבע מקום, set place in בית הכנסת. ואין מתפלל בחורבה, don't pray in a ruin ולא אחורי בית הכנסת, אלא אם כן יחזיר פניו לבית הכנסת. ואסור לשב בצד העומד בתפילה או לעבור לפניו עד שירחיק ממנו 400. These are הלכות that we haven't seen yet. Says מרן השולחן ערוך also in סימן צעדי. יקבע מקום לתפילתו שלא ישנהו אם לא לצורך. Even when a person has a set bet knesset, in the bet knesset he should set a place for his tefillah and not change that place unless there's no other choice. Now, the Mishneh Berurah points out that betoch 400 is considered mekomo. You don't have to sit mamish on the centimeter. Anywhere within a 6.5-foot radius is considered mekomo. Makom kavua. Amida. Yes, the Mishneh Berurah also says that over here, kviat makom latfila is a reference specifically to what? To tfilat amida. ואין די במה שיקבע לו בית הכנסת להתפלל, אלא גם בבית הכנסת שקבוע בה, צריך שיהיה לו מקום קבוע. ויתר דרמב״ם. Says the Rambam, in Hilchot Tefillah, ומצווה לרוץ לבית הכנסת, שנאמר, ונדעה נרדפה לדעת את אדוני, it's a mitzvah to run to shul. וכשיצא מבית הכנסת, אל יפסיע פסיעה גסה, אלא ילך מעט מעט. How are you supposed to leave the shul? Very slowly. וכשיכנס בבית הכנסת, ייכנס שיעור שני פתחים, ואחר כך יתפלל. Do not begin to pray immediately upon when you enter. What are you supposed to do? Wait a little bit, כדי שתתיישב דעתו, לקיים מה שנאמר, לשמור מזוזות פתחי. Yeah, that's it.
If you
ואני בחסתך אבוא ביתך, אשתחווה אל היכל קודשך, בעיראתך.
If you leave going your normal pace,
yeah.
is that considered slowly, slowly, or do you have to walk a little bit slower?
Slower than usual. A little bit slower than usual. And the poskim bring down also midat chasidut is not to turn when a person leaves the Beit HaKnesset, not to turn his back to the Heichal, rather to turn around and leave with his face facing the Heichal. That's also an added measure of kavod. It's not nisur, but added measure of kavod. Okay, weiter. Zok the Rambam. Moving right along. Give me another 5 minutes. 9:05. Says the Rambam. Mutar larutz b'shabbat lidvar mitzvah kegon shiyarutz lebet haknesset o lebet midrash. Okay? The rest of this Rambam we don't really need because it's talking about hilchot Shabbat. But we said, as long as, we said in general, you're not allowed to run on Shabbat. Im tashim b'shabbat argelecha. Besides for what? Mitzvah. Right, which is tefillah, Torah, okay, whatever it is. And there's one more the Shulchan Aruch brings down with regards to running on Shabbat. If it's clear to everybody that you're running to get away from, let's say it's raining, and you're running to get out of the rain, says the Shulchan Aruch mutar. Why? Because it's nikar lakol, that why are you running? To get out, not a zilzul Shabbat. Huh? Huh? Okay, you have to be mitkaven l'shem shamayim. Says Maran, mitzvah larutz kshehulech lebet haknesset, v'chein l'chol dvar mitzvah, afilu b'shabbat she'asul lifsoa psi agasa, aval kshiyotze mi bet haknesset asul larutz. Even on Shabbat, when you're going to shul, you run. There's machlok taposkim, the Mishnah brings down on this halacha. When is it a mitzvah to run to shul? At what point does the mitzvah to run to the shul begin? The Mishnah Berurah brings down machloket, and he says le'alacha, like the prisha, only when you're samuch lebet haknesset. Only when you're close to the shul. However, Hagaon Kafachaim, Hagaon Yalkut Yosef, they argue on the Mishnah Berurah, and they say le'alacha, lo kacha. Like the Ma'amar Mordechai, when does the mitzvah to run to bet haknesset begin? Immediately when you leave the house. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out also that avalo yarutz birchovot shel akum. You should not run in streets of goyim because we don't need any more bad publicity. That's walking briskly is also, for all intents and purposes, considered running. Okay, weiter. But in Eretz Yisrael, where the streets are Jews, run mitzvah, huh? Or in a Jewish neighborhood, okay. Tov, says Maran, אין לרוץ בשבת, אלא אם כן, הוא לדבר מצווה, כגון לבית הכנסת, או כיוצא בו, ואסור לפסוע יותר מאמה בפסיעה אחת, אם אפשר לו בפחות. Weiter. Says Maran, okay, we also spoke about what? What was the mitzvah? What was the שכר of הספד? What do we say? דלויה, wailing, moaning, raising your voice. מצווה גדולה להספיד על המת כראוי, this is in יורד דעה סימן שין ממדלת. It is a great mitzvah to eulogize a deceased based on his level. ומצוותו שירים קולו לומר עליו דברים המשברים את הלב כדי להרבות בחייה ולהזכיר שבחו. It's a mitzvah what? To raise your voice, to say things, to praise him. ועשו להפליג בשבחו יותר מדי. This is another thing that people sometimes transgress. You can't, forget about lying. You cannot exaggerate by a hesped. The Zohar HaKadosh says that when a person exaggerates by hesped, that is extremely harmful for the neshama of the niftar. Ela maskirin midot tovot shebo umosifin ben ktzat rak shelo yaflig. Say his good aspects. You wanna, you know, a little bit more, but not yoter midai. V'im lo ayu bo midot tovot klal. Let's say habor rek en bo maim, right? Mamash a doorknob. Mana aselo lo yezkir alav. Don't say, you know. תגיד קדיש. Now, וחכם וחסיד מזכירים להם חוכמתם והחסידות. Okay, fine. וכל המזכיר על מי שלא היה בו כלל, או שמוסיף להפליג יותר מדי על מה שהיה בו, גורם רעה לעצמו ולמת. Okay, weiter. Now, okay, one more שולחן ערוך. Okay, now, another thing. One more שולחן ערוך. You skipped the Rambam because we saw that already. ולא אחורי בית הכנסת, says Maran, אם אינו מחזיר פניו לבית הכנסת. ואחורי בית הכנסת הוא הצד שהפתח פתוח בו. What does it mean behind the shul? Behind the shul means where the entrance to the shul is. והוא הפך הצד שפונים אליו הקהל כשמתפללים. Which is the opposite of the direction that the kahal is facing. That's the back of the shul. ויש מפרשים בהפך. Some say it's the wall that the behind the shul means. Right behind the shul means not there, but here. Okay. וראוי לחוש לדברי שניהם don't daven behind the shul. וגם כשמתפלל בשאר צדדים חוץ לבית הכנסת, יש להחמיר שיחזיר פניו לבית הכנסת. Always face the shul. וכל זה כשניכר שמחזיר אחוריו לבית הכנסת. אבל אם הוא מתפלל בבית סמוך לבית הכנסת, פניו כנגד ארץ ישראל, כראוי ואחוריו לכותל, ביתו שהוא כותל בית הכנסת, מותר, שאינו ניכר שמחזיר פניו מבית הכנסת. Which means, if a person, let's say you live next door to the shul, and you're praying in your home. Now, as a result of praying in your home, you're giving your back to the shul. What's the halacha? Since it's not noticeable to people outside, right? The Gemara said, achore bet haknesset, outside where people can see you. But if you're in your home and nobody can tell that you're giving your back to the bet haknesset, then it is mutar adkan. Now let's move on to the second segment of the shir.